With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Democrat judge overseeing President Trump's civil trial issued a $354 million penalty Friday and barred Mr. Trump from running a business in New York for 3 years. Hofstra University law professor James Sample says President Trump may face significant penalties, but not the end of his businesses.
This isn't a corporate death penalty. It's not a lifetime ban. It's not an indication that under no circumstances can Eric Trump or Donald Trump Jr. ever do business again, or can the Trump business name ever do business in the state of New York. It's not that. However, it is a significant penalty because Judge Engoron found that these were significant transgressions.
It may not even matter. President Trump says he will appeal the ruling, and he called it election interference by the Democrat judge. Also at SRNNews.com, West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin says he is not running for president. The Blue Dog Democrat considered a run for the presidency and thought it would be clear by March if there was a path for a third-party candidate this year. Two juveniles are charged in connection with the shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade. Police say the juveniles are being held at a juvenile detention center on gun-related and resisting arrest charges. Harvard University is subpoenaed by a U.S. House committee for withholding documents related to an anti-Semitism investigation. North Carolina Republican Virginia Fox is accusing Harvard of obstruction, saying she will not tolerate, quote, delay and defiance of the investigation. Former Senator Jim Talent says it's no surprise that Israel is ignoring calls from Western liberals not to invade Rafah.
Well, I mean, the problem here is that Israel is insisting on winning. And the Biden administration and much of Western Europe doesn't want them to win. They were okay with them fighting for a while, but not winning.
Talent tells Salem Radio Network he's been impressed with Israel. This is SRN News. A battle over abortion is brewing in Arkansas.
And pro-lifers are gearing up. Voters will decide this fall whether or not to adopt an amendment that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution. Arkansas Right to Life says, quote, if this ballot measure is adopted, it could make it impossible and illegal to pass any common sense protections for the unborn child or her mother in the future. ARL and other pro-life groups say they will work hard to convince voters to reject the amendment in November. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Missouri Supreme Court has upheld a ruling that lawmakers illegally blocked Medicaid funding from going to Planned Parenthood. The decision stems from a 2022 funding bill that included wording attempting to block taxpayer dollars from going to America's largest abortion businesses. Missouri's Republican majority legislature has tried for years to keep any health care dollars funding from going to Planned Parenthood. This is SRN News. Security forces say Egypt is setting up a buffer zone on its side of the border with Gaza, as in a wall, in case a major ground offensive by Israel causes a large number of people to leave.
From the start of the war in Gaza, Egypt has rejected any suggestion that Palestinians could come across the border in large numbers. It's taken that stance partly because it does not want to appear complicit in the large-scale displacement of Palestinians from Gaza, but also out of economic and security concerns. But as the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appears set on a major offensive in Rafah, despite a chorus of international warnings, it seems that Cairo is taking precautionary measures.
There's been an arrest in a wave of Buddhist temple robberies on the East Coast. Four thieves armed with screwdrivers broke into one temple last Sunday and held several monks hostage while stealing two old iPhones and $60 from a collection box. More details at SRNNews.com.